I first got involved in 2014 when the consulting company I worked with, Californian Environmental Services, sent me out into the field with a group of scientists, just basically following and assisting in their efforts up in the Sierra Nevada. And the project was to look at areas that had already burned in the wild. And that's where I started. And I was a little reluctant, to put it mildly, I was a little reluctant to go because I was first really looking forward to going out to the Sierra for a project and getting paid for it. But then I heard they were burned forests and I thought, okay, well, I'm not really sure about that. But as soon as I got into it, within the first season, actually within the first few weeks, I quickly realized these were really unique, ephemeral, almost magical places that go through a certain kind of succession process ecologically and get very rich and vibrant, and their biological diversity is extremely high. So it's compares with old growth forests almost. So there's a richness there that quickly takes over, and including new growth of plants as well as wildlife that just rapidly follows. So it was very interesting. And then once I took a step back from it and realized that I wanted to document it, so I realized also that fires at the wildland-urban interface are, you know, can be extremely dangerous, and I had to begin from home. I had to understand what we can do at the home front to protect ourselves while supporting what happens in the wild.
Okay, so there's a basic sort of contradiction in the wild in the sense that fire is an important and necessary function. I imagine in ancient times, fires would have been started by lightning or other natural events.
Yes, lightning and other natural events. And of course, Native Americans had a very strong tradition of starting fires in their own neighborhoods and in areas they especially wanted to clear for various different reasons, including hunting and weaving materials, etc. So that was the other type of fire that we had, of course.
In addition to being a filmmaker, Maya Khosla is a poet, and she's been chosen Sonoma County's Poet Laureate for the next 2 years.
The Poet Laureate position that I've committed to for the county for 2018 and 2019, it's a two-year term involving bringing voices of Sonoma County together in poetry primarily to respond to the fires and the tragedies of last year. And I would like to record those and possibly film them with all permissions and perhaps put that together as a visual anthology. That's my project.